It's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast, and tops around 27 degrees today. Stuart Davidson was one of the candidates in the state election over the weekend for the Tudors, Fishers and Farmers, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Stuart, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy. How are we?
Very well. How are you going?
Oh, I'm going good. We're very, very pleased with the result that we got, actually.
Mate, this is the first time for you running in politics. How was the experience?
Look, all I can say is what a ride. I met so many amazing people, Coffs Harbour locals, people from out in the bush that just wanted someone to talk to tell their story and to tell their issues. At some stages, it was a bit overwhelming. As you said, this is the first time that I've run for anything like this, and it's also the first time the Tudors and Fishers and Farmers have run in Coffs Harbour. And we didn't do too bad. We beat the Greens, which was a notable achievement. But Poppy, we've picked up three seats in the lower house out west in New South Wales. You know, like, took the Greens 20 years to get three seats. We did it in 3 years.
Mate, I guess the thing that I admire is you see on social media, and whether it's, you know, federal government, state government, council, people go, oh, they're doing this, oh, they're doing that. Well, put your hand up and have a crack yourself. Well, and that's exactly what you've done.
I did. The very reason why I did decide to run, you know, especially in my sort of field, in the Justice Department and, you know, frontline government services, the number of people that just feel they're not being looked after, their workloads are huge and increasing, and the stress that they're under, you know, and everybody wants to whinge about it, but somebody along the line somewhere just has to go, that's it, put your hand up and have a run. It's exactly what I did. But look, I need to acknowledge Gurmesh and the Nationals. The Gurmesh and I have actually become friends over this, the whole experience. And I just want to take my hat off to him. And I know he had a lot of core flutes defaced and stolen. And look, we lost somewhere in the order of 30 core flutes ourselves. Well. And, you know, I think I only had about 150 odd all up, you know, and when I was losing them we put them out and then they'd be gone. They were removed from private property where we had permission to put them, and it just leaves a nasty taste in your mouth that those are some of the tactics that go on during an election.
Yeah, it seemed to be a very nasty nasty campaign from some of the parties as well, and not necessarily always the candidates, but the volunteers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I had one of my volunteers intimidated and abused down at Pre-Pole, and to the point, you know, where she was quite upset, and it just wasn't necessarily and required. But I've got to say, you know, like, everybody that was on Gurmesh's team was friendly, polite, respectful, and, you know, that's why at the end of the election on the Saturday night, I went over and personally thanked him and his team, and we got a standing ovation when we walked into his office after the election, and that was a really, you know, nice feeling.
Lovely. Nice. Well, mate, stay in touch, because I reckon you can keep us updated with what's going out to the west there.
Look, absolutely. Yeah, as you know, I'm out here in Glenray, so I'm travelling in and out every day. And it's only just coming light out here. I think you won't get many photos from me early in the morning.
No. Stuart, mate, all the best, and well done on the campaign from the election. And it's one of those experiences I guess you'll never forget.
Yeah, look, I certainly won't forget this in a hurry. Just want to also thank you and Triple M, and also the guys at The Advocate. You know, like, you journos have just been awesome and really fair and supportive. So, look, thanks to you too, Moppy.
No worries at all, mate. All the best.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Stuart Davidson this morning after the election campaign, which was a biggie.